Exercise 4. Communication researchers have identified 5 ways that nonverbal behaviors interact with verbal communication. First, nonverbal behaviors repeat verbal messages. For example, you might say yes while nodding your head. In making a public presentation, you might hold up 1, then 2, and then 3 fingers to signal to listeners that you are moving from the first to the second to the third points of your speech. Second, nonverbal behaviors may highlight verbal communication, as when you use inflection to emphasize certain words. This is the most serious consequence of the policy that I oppose. Third, nonverbal behaviors may complement words. When you see a friend, you might say, "I'm glad to see you," and underline the verbal message with a smile. Fourth, nonverbal behaviors may contradict verbal messages, as when a group member says, "Nothing's wrong," in a hostile tone of voice. Finally, we sometimes substitute nonverbal behaviors for verbal ones. For instance, you might roll your eyes to indicate that you are annoyed by something.